Good morning. Thank you so much for coming back to the show. I'm Twanda Black. Joining me this morning from the Atlanta Beltline, Inc. is CEO Paul Morris. And, you know, Paul, we hear a lot about the Atlanta Beltline. A lot of us don't know where that is and what it means. So tell us all about the Atlanta Beltline.
I'll give you a quick snapshot. It is a 22-mile loop that kind of circles the in-town neighborhoods of Atlanta, old historic railroads that we're linking together to create this loop for the purposes of providing increased transportation mobility through introduction of new transit and trails and street investments. And while doing that, doing a lot of cleanup of old industrial properties and putting them back into productive use through housing, especially affordable housing, and through economic development and job creation, as well as on top of everything else, knitting all that together with a whole new suite of parks and open spaces.
You know, and that's phenomenal. You go to other big cities and some of their inner city, the way you're talking about, it looks like World War III, you know, and it's still just sitting there while the rest of the city is growing. So this is phenomenal.
It really is. And I give a lot of credit to the community and the political leadership of the city over the last decade who really had a vision for the city that was about rebuilding a lot of that aging infrastructure from the inside out and creating a much more exciting and vibrant city to be able to move forward as the city grows into the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so people will want to move wherever they want to move in the city and not avoid certain places.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And really make it possible for folks to both have that choice and to know that wherever they want to live is safe, secure, it's beautiful, it's accessible, it improves their overall quality of life.
So talk about what those neighborhoods are in that circle, if you will.
Well, some of the neighborhoods people would be familiar with are neighborhoods on the east side, especially where the East Side Trail was constructed, that include Morningside, Inman Park, Ponce Highlands, Virginia Highland, Old Fourth Ward, Reynoldstown, and Cabbage Town. All of these are kind of inner city or in-town neighborhoods that, you know, were all in transition prior to a lot of this going on and have seen a lot of revitalization and reinvestment. On the south side, it kind of goes down to and includes Grant Park, Chosewood Park, Capitol View and Capitol View Manor, the People's Town, Ormwood Park. So a lot of those neighborhoods. And then swinging around to the west side, it includes West End, Oakland City, Ashview Heights, Westview Heights, Washington Park, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
And then on the north side, a lot of folks don't realize that it goes up to Collier Road, Brookwood Hills, and Peachtree Hills, as well as Lindbergh. So a lot of different neighborhoods, a lot of variety, a lot of diversity of income, of all kinds of community, of race, of interest, of age. Really, in a curious sort of way, the Beltline represents all the diversity that makes Atlanta such a special place.
I believe that. And, you know, if you're a city dweller and like I was down in the Ormwood Park area, and people are walking their babies and there are little shops springing up and places to eat. So if you're a city dweller, you will love most of that Beltline.
That's right. And what many people say is this is the first time in, you know, their life living here, or for those who move here, that they have the ability to navigate the city without having to compete with cars.
Absolutely. You know, we're not saying it's like New York. New York's a whole different animal, but they walk everywhere. And it's good to be able to walk, you know, to wherever you need to go. So that's phenomenal. So, but we're here to talk about something really fantastic that you're doing, and the deadline is coming up, and we want everybody to know about the down payment assistance program that's going on with the Atlanta Beltline Housing Initiative program.
That's right. We at the Atlanta Beltline are dedicated to ensuring that everyone gets an opportunity to experience the Beltline and has the opportunity to even live near or along the Beltline. And what we know is that often that it can be a challenge, especially for working class wage earners. And in our city, really the foundation of our economy is based on folks that may be making on an individual basis as little as $35,000 to $40,000 a year. And we don't want them to be pushed out and may, you know, really missed out on the opportunity to be able to stay in the city, to rent, to even buy in the city. So we launched, in partnership with Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta last year, a special pilot program to see if it would be possible to support anybody with down payment assistance for new, for homes they, as new homeowners, wanted to be able to buy, and for owner-occupied rehabilitation grants to actually help them be able to stay in their homes by creating safe, warm, and dry conditions for a lot of those aging homes. We were pretty pleased with the outcome last year. We had almost 20 homes that were either purchased through the down payment assistance program or residents that received support, and that is an effort to rehab their homes during that same time period. It was successful enough that we are doing it again this year.
What are the eligibility requirements? Because there are some requirements.
There are. In order to be eligible for this program, one needs to be purchasing a home that is within the Atlanta Beltline planning area. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know it, it's basically about a half mile on either side of the Beltline right-of-way itself, that center line, if you want to call it that, all around the 22-mile loop, with special emphasis on the west side and south side, where we're currently under construction and want to be able to ensure folks have a chance. They also need to be able to be at approximately 80% of area median income for their individual and household income, which fluctuates based on the number of people that are within that household. Mm-hmm. On the low end, a single-person household would be about $37,800. And on a four-person household, it's approximately $54,000, so for a family. These are really the kind of incomes that make up between 40 and 50% of our workforce.
Right.
And we want them all to be able to do that. Obviously, they have to go through eligibility, through application, and make sure that they're financially in good standing, which is something that the Federal Home Loan Bank partners actually work with us to help get folks through that process into. And then once that's all said and done and they have a house that is eligible for either both the down payment assistance or actually for receiving a bank loan, then they're into the pipe and able to go.
Now, they must be able to put in at least $1,000 at closing.
Correct.
Yes, yes. You got to put something in. And let's see, you offer down payment assistance is what it is.
That's essentially what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make it possible for folks to not have that barrier to home ownership. And so the partnership with Federal Home Loan Bank really is an effort of all of their 66 member banks to want to help people be able to make it across that hurdle.
Yes.
So the down payment is really what this is attempting to take care of for them.
Now, let me ask you this. So for the down payment, is that a loan? Are you giving it? Or does it have to be repaid? How does that work?
As long as they stay in the home for the designated period of time, it eventually turns into a grant.
Okay.
If for some reason they choose to sell their home ahead of the period of time, then they would pay back on a pro rata share what was put into the down payment. And typically that would get taken care of at escrow at the time they sold their home.
Okay. All right.
So for practical purposes, folks who want to move in and stay in a community, it effectively ends up acting like a loan.
Right.
Or a grant.
Right, right. But 15 years, it's done. You're good.
That's right.
You're good. Everything you're talking about is online at your website at AtlantaBeltlineHomes.com. So talk about the three easy steps that happen when you go on that website.
Yep. The three easy steps start with getting pre-qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if in that process, I don't want to leave out the possibility that they need some help. They can always call our team at the Atlanta Beltline, and they will kind of walk someone through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Buying
a
home is not something everybody does every day.
No.
And so even though the easy steps are pretty easy, it can be difficult for someone who hasn't done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that they know they can get that help. The first one, obviously, is, as I said, to get pre-qualified.
Yeah.
The second one is, with that pre-qualification, find a home that you'd like to make an offer on that potentially is eligible for a loan. Sometimes we get folks who want to buy homes that need a lot of work, and there's a limited amount that can be done. But if it's a substantial renovation, then they've got to find a home that is kind of almost more move-in ready condition.
Right.
And then the third is to submit what's called a pre-application for down payment assistance mm-hmm. on the website. Mm-hmm. They don't have to fill out a form by hand. They can actually do it online.
And, you know, Paul, I have to say, you know, in the pre-qualification part and once you find it in the application, don't give up. It's a lot of paperwork. They're going to ask you for stuff. You're going to have to go look for stuff. You're going to have to look for your information. But don't give up. I mean, I just went through it a couple of years ago and I bought maybe five houses. And it's still not that easy, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It does. And I always try to remind everybody that buying a home isn't something we do every day.
No.
And we might have the information, but we didn't ever get asked for it necessarily,
right.
Or let alone in the format that mm-hmm. might be needed for a down payment home loan kind of situation.
Exactly. So I'm telling you right now, stay in it. If it's something that you want, stay in it. Don't give up. It's not impossible. It's really not. It's really not.
And no. We've had, you know, like I said, we had, you know, 17 folks who received down payment assistance last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to exceed that this year with the program. We've actually increased the amount of funding availability for the program this year. And we really feel like there's a lot of folks that don't know that they're eligible, mm-hmm. and so they don't even apply.
That's right.
And we want to tell everybody, if you're within these income ranges,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that you want to do, and you have a, you know, a good, steady, reasonable income, then you are going to have the chance to be eligible to do something like this. And we want to give everyone that chance to be able to find affordable living options around the Beltline.
Yeah, don't be afraid to go and find out. Even if you're not ready now, they'll tell you what to do to get ready. Correct, Paul?
That's right.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, one of the things we did last year is folks who, as you put it, weren't quite ready,
mm-hmm.
we kept them on a waiting list. And so we have that list that we've been working through this year for folks that needed that extra time to get all that stuff in order.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Look, the website is AtlantaBeltlineHomes.com. And Paul, you said they can call your office as well?
Yes, they can. The main line here at the Atlanta Beltline Inc. is 404-477-3003. And the folks will, when you call, they'll know what you're calling about as soon as you tell them, and
okay.
they'll be able to direct you to one of our team who oversees and supports folks looking to participate in this housing initiative program.
All right. Down payment assistance program, the Atlanta Beltline. Just a wonderful plan that this city has made so that everybody can be a homeowner. Everybody can be a homeowner. Paul Morris is the CEO. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.